All right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. I'm your overnight dude every weekday morning, 2 to 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows this with the opening bell at 5 a.m. and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive every weekday morning. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out on Twitter, at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page. Like us right now, facebook.com/Nick D Show. My dad will be calling in because it's Monday, so it's a jokey time. My dad will call in and tell a joke sponsored by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. And I want to thank George Karzis, who is the greatest, and everybody at the Gale Street Inn for being awesome and for sponsoring my dad's joke. Gale Street Inn is the best. They're in Jefferson Park. Check out galestreet.com. We all know how great the ribs are, but everything on the menu is fantastic. It's the best. So we thank them. My dad will tell a joke later. All right. So this coming weekend, as you know, over the past 15 years, I've been one of the hosts at the Flashback Weekend Chicago Horror Convention, and I've always had a blast doing it. It's been so much fun. Mike and Mia Kurz, who run the convention, pretty much have put together and consistently for 15 years now. The best horror convention in the country. They get the best guests. They know how to run it smoothly. It's not as expensive as many other conventions are. It's just a great time all weekend. The special events that they set up, the panels, the Q&As, the screenings, everything. Just a good time. And I'm thrilled to be a part of their 15th anniversary this coming weekend. It's Friday, August 4th through Sunday, August 6th at the Crown Plaza Chicago O'Hare. That's in Rosemont. You can check out flashbackweekend.com for more details. It's going to be a great weekend, and you guys come up and say hi. I'll be running around all weekend doing Q&As and all kinds of cool stuff. These are just some of the people that are going to be there. Freddy Krueger himself, Robert Englund, is going to be there with a major Nightmare on Elm Street reunion, which consists of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 people from the Nightmare on Elm Street movies, covering the first one through Freddy vs. Jason. They will also have an outdoor screening on Saturday night of Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4, The Dream Master. And there's about seven cast members from Dream Master that are going to be there, and Robert Englund, and they're going to introduce the movie and talk about it beforehand. And it's going to be shown outside in the courtyard on the big drive-in screen. And that's Saturday night at dusk. After all the events during the Saturday day, they're going to screen that. Lance Hendrickson, who we had on a couple of weeks ago from Near Dark and Aliens, is going to be there. Sean Patrick Flannery from the Boondock Saints. Nancy Loomis from Carpenter's Halloween and The Fog and Assault on Precinct 13. Catherine Isabel from Ginger Snaps, Freddy vs. Jason. The lovely Serena Vincent from Cabin Fever is going to be there. Ken Foray from Dawn of the Dead. Victoria Price, daughter of Vincent Price, has written a great book about her father. She's going to be there. Many of these people are going to have panels and Q&As, and you can meet all of them, and you can get autographs, and you can get pictures with them. It's a fantastic weekend. I also want to mention Curtis Armstrong is going to be there. Curtis Armstrong, Booger from Revenge of the Nerds. He was Miles in Risky Business. He's in Better Off Dead. He was in One Crazy Summer. He was a regular on Moonlighting and Supernatural. He's been in a ton of stuff, and he's great, and he has written a new book called Revenge of the Nerd, and it's a memoir about his life and about his career, and it's a great book. I just finished it yesterday. It's terrific. Curtis is going to be on the show at some point this week. We're figuring out scheduling right now to get Curtis on the show. But he's going to be there that weekend, and I'm going to do his Q&A, and you can get your book signed and get your picture. And if you can't make it out this weekend, Curtis is going to be at my screening live. Booger himself will be live at the AMC Theater, formerly Movico, on Tuesday night, August 8th. He will introduce our screening of Revenge of the Nerds, and then afterwards we'll do a big Q&A. He will also have books there that you can buy, and he will sign them. It's going to be a great night. Curtis Armstrong, so great and so hilarious and just hysterically funny as Booger in the Revenge of the Nerds movies. He'll be there live Tuesday night, and he'll also be at Flashback all weekend. A couple of the other things that I want to mention for Flashback. I am unbearably excited about a special screening that they're going to have on Friday night at 10:30. That's going to be at the AMC Rosemont 18, formerly Movico, which is just a very short walk from the hotel. They'll be screening a 4K restoration 40th anniversary screening of Dario Argento's horror masterpiece, Suspiria. This, for me, is the highlight of the weekend for me. The first time I saw Suspiria back 40 years ago, I was 12 years old. I saw it at the State Lake Theater in 70 millimeter and super stereophonic sound, and it blew my mind. For my money, it's the scariest movie ever made. Doesn't make a lick of sense. It's just really weird. It's like this crazy primary colored fairy tale monster horror witch movie with one of the greatest horror scores of all time by the band Goblin. And I remember it being the sound mix being insane and the movie being over the top and great and beautifully presented. And this is the 40th anniversary. The guys at Synapse Films put this together, and it's going to be amazing. It's the 40th anniversary of the movie. It's beautifully restored. The original cinematographer, Luciano Tavoli, actually oversaw this. It's taken directly from the 35 millimeter Italian camera negative. It's the unrated version. There's the R-rated version that got released in America. This is the unrated version. And the original 4.0 sound mix, which has not been heard since the release in 1977, has been restored here. And it's a full 4K DCP presentation. It's going to be amazing. If you've never seen Suspiria, you have to see it. It is truly, I think, the scariest movie ever made. And if you've never seen it on the big screen, this is going to be incredible. Now, Esmeralda, you'd probably have a heart attack if you came to see this. But I think
probably.
I think you and V should come out.
Is it the one where, is there a scene where they get stuck in, like...
Yes, barbed wire?
No, thank you.
I see, and it's stuff like that that doesn't make any sense. They're in a ballet school, and for some reason there's a room that a girl falls into that's a giant room full of barbed wire.
Oh, my gosh, why?
Because it's scary as hell and it's cool. And this 4K restoration, the sound is going to be incredible. The picture is going to be incredible. It's going to be just like sitting in that theater back in 1977, seeing it the way it was meant to be seen. If you're not faint of heart, Esmeralda, you should come. It's at 10:30 that Friday night, and then see how long you last. See how long, because the first 10
minutes.
You
hear someone screaming out,
By the way, can I just say this, Esmeralda? The first 10 minutes of Suspiria is scarier than most climaxes of horror movies.
Oh, come on.
Like, it starts out, the first 10 minutes of Suspiria is absolutely terrifying and completely insane. And, like, when that first 10 minutes ends, you just kind of say, I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, this is the beginning of the movie?
Is there a thing with an eyeball, too?
There's no... Not
is that another movie? No, it might be another
one. Yeah, no, there's no real eyeball-exclusive violence in it. It's gory, you know, and it's really terrifying. I mean, this is a scary movie on a very weird, surrealistic, fairy tale way. And that score by Goblin... is legendary, and I was lucky enough to see Suspiria screened at the Metro, and Goblin played the music live. They live scored it. It was fantastic. It was one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen in my life. So anyway, that's one of the highlights for me, perhaps the highlight of the weekend. And of course, our good friend Sven Gulli is going to be there on Saturday. He'll sign autographs and take pictures. He will be hosting the costume contest as he does every year. And by the way, it's the funniest thing ever. Rich, just up there, improvising, riffing, making fun of people's costumes. It's fantastic. So come on out. Tickets are available. Go to flashbackweekend.com. It's Friday through Sunday. Meet celebrities. Get your autographs. Get your pictures taken. See some movies and hang out. It's going to be a great weekend. And come up and say hi. I'm doing some of the Q&As. I'm doing Curtis Armstrong's Q&A. I am doing Nancy Loomis's Q&A. And I'm doing Lance Hendrickson's Q&A, and I'm going to be a part of a George Romero panel and salute, a tribute to George Romero, which we're going to be doing on Sunday afternoon. So lots of great stuff. This full schedule is available at flashbackweekend.com, and all the information on how to get tickets. It is this coming weekend, the 4th through the 6th, at the Crown Plaza Hotel at O'Hare. Flashbackweekend.com. Hope to see you guys out there. All right, let's take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, when we come back. I'm going to tell you why science thinks that you're not a morning person, and then we'll tell you all about what's coming up on Netflix for the month of August.